各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
我们这个月安息日教会有定了一个夫妻生活的一个主题。
And for this month, the church has arranged for the sermons to be about marriage.
所以我们这个月的安息日都会朝这个主题来宣讲。
And so the sermons in this month for every Sabbath is going to be on this topic.
当然婚姻的道理我们时常在听。
And of course, you often hear about the truth regarding marriage.
我们都知道。
And we all know.
只是呢，做不出来。
But sometimes it is very difficult for us to do them.
确实，这是夫妻之间必须一起去努力的。
And this is something that both husband and wife must put an effort towards.
也有人讲把这个爱做一个新的解释。
And some people have this new concept of love.
就是把英文的love把它分开来讲。
And that is they made an acronym out of the English word love.
当然在这个爱的解释里面呢，我们《哥林多前书》第十三章就讲得非常详尽了。
And we know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, there's a very good description of what love is to be.
不过他这样分析也是蛮好的。
And I think this acronym is also a very good explanation and description of love.
夫妻之间会出问题，往往这是沟通出了问题。
If between husband and wife there is a problem, oftentimes it is problem from the communication.
就是因为沟通不良。
It is because they do not have a very good communication path.
他第一个字 L listen 是要倾听。
And the first acronym for the word love is L, and that is to listen.
夫妻之间会沟通不良，就是因为没有用心去听对方讲的话。
And there's bad communication between husband and wife is first because they did not listen to each other.
我们看这个雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章19-21.
Book of James chapter 1 verse 19-21.
这里说，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气不能成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫靡的邪恶，存着温柔的心来领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。这里谈到我们怎么样用心去听道。
Here it tells us how we must put an effort to the word.
其实夫妻之间这个彼此的沟通更要用心的去听。
And between husband and wife, even more, they must put an effort towards communication and listening to one another.
所以爱就是应该以愉快的心情耐心的去听对方诉说。
So love means that between two people, they must have a very patient and gentle heart and be able to listen to what other persons have to say.
但是有时候我们的话题太陈旧了。
But sometimes the topic we talk about is very old.
并且心中早就存了一个成见。
And within your heart, you already have this opinion, this prejudice.
认为，还是讲的都是老一套了，不用再听了。
And you will think in your heart that whatever is to be said, I've heard already, so I don't need to say it.
那有时候我们来聚会听到也是一样，一看到题目，这没有什么好听的，这常常听的，
And sometimes it is the same when we come to listen to sermons, we will look at the topic and say, oh, I have heard this many times already.
就坐下来就准备打瞌睡了。
And so you sit down and you're ready to fall asleep.
啊，因为道理怎么讲，就是信心、爱心、盼望，就信望爱，离不开这个主题的。
And so whatever topic we talk about, we can't depart from the three things, that is faith, hope, and love.
所以还没有听之前呢、啊，就认为你要讲什么我都知道了。
And so before you even hear the sermon, you will think whatever you have to say, I must have heard it already.
就把心门呢、啊、关锁起来。
And so you will close the door to your heart.
对，夫妻之间沟通会出问题，往往就是因为这样子。
And there are problems between husband and wife. It is often because of this.
所以雅各在这边呢、啊、劝我们呢、啊。其实我们夫妻之间也是一样。
Here, Elder James encourages us that between husband and wife, it is the same.
要快快听，慢慢说。
That we must be quick to listen and slow to speak.
慢慢动怒。
And slower to become angry.
有时候，这所说快快听，也就是啊，好像一个肚子饿的人，哇，很喜欢吃饭一样。什么都好吃。
And when we say quick to listen, it is likened to a very hungry person coming to a banquet. He will eat very quickly.
用愉快的心情啊，来听到底你要跟我诉说什么。
And when you listen, you must have a very gentle and joyful heart to want to hear what this person have to say.
但是说要慢慢说。
But when you talk, you must be very slow to speak.
我们常常呢。是快快说，慢慢听，不想听。
Oftentimes words escape very quickly and we're very slow to listen.
结果对方讲的到底在讲什么你都还不搞不清楚了，就被主观的影响就动怒了，你怎么可以这样讲。
And sometimes you won't even totally understand what this other person had to say before you're influenced by your own judgment and you become angry.
曾经啊，有一对夫妇。
There is once this couple.
已经五十几岁了，快退休了。
And they were in their 50s and they're about to reach the age of retirement.
他们的经济条件也都不错。
And they were stable financially.
啊，照理说，他们应该啊，开始享受啊这个生活了。
And you would think that they should be at their time when they can enjoy themselves.
想不到这对老夫妇啊，竟然到律师那边呐、啊，要办理离婚。
And to everyone's surprise, this couple went to the lawyer to ask for a divorce.
律师问他们什么理由，什么原因
？And the lawyer asked them what is the reason.
他们的原因就是自从结婚以来啊，两个人呐、啊、就。天天吵吵闹闹。
And the reason is that since the day of their marriage, every day they would argue.
总是意见不合。
And they would have different opinions.
啊，两个个性不一样。
And they have different personalities.
所以啊，结婚二三十年来都是为了孩子，彼此在忍耐忍耐。
And so in the 20, 30 years of their marriage, they're always trying to be patient because of the children.
大家都过着非常痛苦的生活。
And they live their lives in tension.
如果不是为了孩子，早就分手了。
And if it weren't for the children, they would have divorced a long time ago.
啊，所以现在好不容易孩子已经长大了。
And so finally the children have grown up.
哎，不需要父母再来操心了。
And they do not need the care of the parents.
所以为了夫妻两个人，为了自己呀、啊，能够自由自在生活。
And so the husband and wife wants to be free from each other.
啊，所以不用啊，再去彼此互相忍耐了。
And they don't have to endure each other.
所以他们就决定办理离婚。
So they decided to file for divorce.
结果这个律师啊，觉得这个什么理由啊
？And the lawyer thought this is a very strange reason.
啊。连律师啊，为他们办离婚要拿离婚呐、啊，这个费用都拿得不好意思。
And even this lawyer who receives pay for doing their divorce was not very happy about this.
但是两个人坚持要离婚。
But the two insisted that they want to file for divorce.
啊，所以啊，办完离婚手续之后啊，这个律师啊，就说，那我们请你们两个一起吃饭好了。
And so after they had filed for divorce, the lawyer took them out to lunch.
两个夫妻嘛，想既然离了婚了，好了，吃一顿饭也没什么事啊，啊，我们又没有什么深仇大恨的。
And so this husband and wife thought since they're divorced already, they don't have hatred for each other, so it wouldn't hurt to go out for a meal.
啊，律师既然邀请了，就一起吃饭了。
And since the lawyer invited them to a meal, they went along.
啊，所以在餐厅里面三个人吃饭呢，啊，都觉得很尴尬。
And in the restaurant, the three of them eating, they were all very awkward.
啊，这个时候啊，刚好一个服务生送来一盘烤鸡。
And at that time, the waiter gave them this roast chicken.
这个老先生呢，就夹了一块鸡腿啊，给他太太。
And so this husband took a chicken leg and gave it to his wife.
啊，说吃吧，这是你最喜欢吃的鸡腿。
And he told her, "Eat this. This is your favorite."
哇，律师一看，哎。也许有转圜的余地哦。
And so this lawyer thought maybe there is room for recovery.
但是想不到这个老太太啊，啊，红着眼睛说话。
And he didn't realize that this wife, she was having tears in her eyes.
我是很爱你。
She said that I love you very much.
但是你这个人啊，就是自以为是。
But.You are always thinking that you're always right.
什么事情你说了就算数。
And whatever you say goes.
从来不去管别人的感受如何。
And that you're very inconsiderate of another person's feelings.
啊，你不知道吗？
And do you not know this?
我这辈子啊，就是最讨厌吃这个鸡腿。
And that in my life, I never liked to have the drumstick.
哎，但是这个老先生怎么说呢？
But how did this husband reply?
啊，他也感到非常委屈了。
And this husband felt very sad.
你啊，总是不了解我对你的爱。
And he complained that she never understood how he loved her.
我随时随刻都在想，要如何讨你欢心。
And that he's always thinking 24/7 how to please her.
总是把我认为最好的都留给你。
And he will give her what he thinks is best.
你知道吗？
Do you know this?
我这辈子最喜欢吃的就是鸡腿。
And he tells her that in his favorite part, the chicken is the drumstick.
所以这个律师啊，看在眼里，哇，两个人的问题就是出在沟通不良。
And so this lawyer realized that the problem between these two people came out of communication.
其实夫妻两个人都是非常相爱的。
And in actual fact, this couple is very much in love.
哎，所以这天晚上啊，两个人啊就有无限的感慨。
And so that night, these two people had very strong emotions.
这么多年来的感情啊，就要面对了这个非常残酷的结局，离婚。
And they decided to go for divorce, which is a very cruel ending to their years of relationship.
所以那天晚上啊，这个老先生啊就翻来覆去，整个晚上啊就睡不着。
And so that night, the husband could not sleep very well, and he was tossing in bed.
啊，心中啊有一阵阵的，好像火在心里在烧。
And it felt like there was a fire inside his heart that was burning.
啊。在煎熬
and it felt very much like toil.
所以他考虑了很久
and so he considered this.
就忍着这个痛苦，就打电话给他老太太
and so he picked the phone and called his wife.
想要表达他内心的后悔
and he wanted to express how much he regretted this.
他想要告诉他老太太，我是多么的爱你。
And he wanted to tell his wife how much he loved her.
电话响了。
And when he called her,
他这个老太太也知道，一定是他老先生打来的。
And this wife knew it must be her husband calling.
但是她心中就充满着恨。
But in her heart, she had so much hatred.
觉得她这个老先生亏待了她一生。
And she felt that her husband had not treated her well in her life.
她不想再听下去了。
And she did not want to listen anymore.
所以电话不知道响了多久。
And so the phone kept ringing.
这个老太太就是不接。
This wife would not pick up the phone.
离婚都离婚了，面子重要。
And since they're divorced already, it is more important who has the upper hand.
我怎么还要受你的气？为什么还要接你的电话？
And why should I pick up your phone? Why should I be even angry because of you?
甚至把电话就切掉了。
And so she pulled the plug on the phone.
结果这个老先生这个一直握着这个病人的话筒，听不到他老太太的声音。
And so on the other end, the husband was holding the receiver but could not hear the voice of her wife.
心中就好像刀子在割一样。
And he felt
久久没有办法释怀。
And he felt pain in his heart.
其实这一天晚上这个老太太也是一直翻来覆去的睡不着。
And the wife also was tossing and turning in bed and could not sleep.
但是她忘了她老先生有心脏病。
And she has forgotten that her husband has a weak heart.
所以第二天这个老先生被发现死在自己家里的客厅里。
And so the next day, people discovered that this old husband was dead in his living room.
手里还拿着电话筒。
And in his hand, he still clutched the receiver.
所以这个老太太知道之后竟然无法相信这个事实。
When this old wife heard the news, she could not believe the news.
为了赌一口气，竟然让一个深爱她的人心碎而死。
And just because she wanted to keep her pride, she allowed the person who loved her the most to pass away.
这个时候她怎么大声的呼喊都没有办法挽回她先生的生命了。
And so no matter how loud she cries at that moment, there is no way to turn back time and retake his life.
所以这个时候她这个老太太就在整理她老先生身后的一些东西。
And so after that, the old wife was cleaning up the things from her husband.
竟然发现抽屉里面有一张保单。
And she found that in the closet there was this insurance.
这张保单就是当年他们结婚的时候的日期，那个时候就投保了。
And this insurance policy started on their wedding day.
虽然那里面保单是100万元。
And on the insurance policy, it was for $1 million.
保单里面还夹着一张纸条。
And inside this envelope, there's also the slip.
就写着，亲爱的，当你发现这张保单的时候，也许我已经不在人间了。
And on the slip, it was written that, my dearest, when you find this insurance policy, I may not be around anymore.
但是我爱你的心永远不变。
But my love for you will never change.
照顾你的责任也永远不改变。
And the responsibility I have to take care of you will never change.
这张保单将代替我继续给你无微不至的爱与关怀。
And the amount on this insurance policy is to take place of me and take care of you.
就好像我仍然在你的身边永远爱着你。
And it'll be as if that I'm always beside you, taking care of you.
所以这个老太太看到这一张纸条之后就泪如雨下。
And so when this wife saw the slip of paper and the insurance policy, she cried.
她真的没有看走眼，医生这个他是真心的照顾着他一辈子的。
And she finally realized that her husband really took care of her whole life.
所以夫妻之间呢， 不要让生命留下遗憾。
And so between husband and wife, there shall be no regrets. 啊，
夫妻之间应该要放下面子。
And between husband and wife, you should put down your personal pride.
放下自己的成见。
And put down your personal prejudice.
啊，要用爱与包容，真心的彼此相对待。
And you should treat each other with love and endurance.
或者你可能会错过了啊，一生深爱你的人最后所说的我爱你。
Or else if you don't do so, you might miss the last words from the person that you love, and that could be I love you.
这个事实就是告诉我们，夫妻之间我们常常过自成着主观成见，而不愿意耐心的去倾听对方诉说。
And the story tells us that oftentimes between husband and wife, we're very quick to speak and we won't listen to another person's feelings.
所以从这个事实里面啊，让我常常想到我太太常常跟我说，你让我说完好不好？
And from this, I remember that my wife often tells me when we're talking that you mustn't let me finish what I want to say.
啊，确实，我也有我的成见，我想你一直讲什么讲什么，我认为哎呀讲的就是老一套，有什么好讲的，你还没有开口我就知道你要讲什么了。
And because I have my own prejudice, I think I have heard so many things, and before you even open your mouth, I must already know what you have to say.
啊，是因为我们的主观，我们的成见影响到彼此之间良好的沟通。
And because of our own prejudice and our own opinion,This may damage the communication between two people.
我们看哥林多前书十三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五节。
And verse 5.
哥林多前书十三章第四节第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and 5.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是。不自夸，不张狂。第五节。
Verse 5.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。这个就是爱。爱就是要以愉快的心情啊，耐心的来倾听对方的诉说。
And this is love. Love is to have a gentle and joyful heart to listen to what the other person has to say.
爱就是不要预设立场。
And love is to not have a prejudice against a person.
存着主观的成见。
And to have a subjective opinion.
我们看箴言第十八章。
Let us turn to Proverbs 18.
十三节。
Verse 13.
箴言十三章，十八章第十三节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
这里说，未曾听完，先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。啊，是有时候我们没有耐心等对方讲话说完，就是。一种对自己的羞辱，也是对别人的不尊重。
And when we do not have the patience to allow another person to finish what they have to say, it is our own shame and our own folly.
如果两个人能够有良好的沟通
，If two people can have a very smooth communication path,
对对方不会存着成见，没有误解。
And there will not be misunderstanding or prejudice.
所以有时候沟通，对于对方讲的话，我们有时候还要再复试一次，你是不是这么意思？
And sometimes during communication, we must repeat what the other person said to make sure we have completely understand them.
因为有时候会以我们自己的主观来解释对方的意思。
Because many times we will interpret what they have to say with our own opinions.
这是我们这几天呢、创世纪查经里面的神对亚伯兰说从你本身生的才要成为你的后裔。
Just like recently in Genesis Bible study, the Lord said to Abraham that only from you will be your descendant.
结果撒来就用自己的意识去了解神。
Then Sarai used her own method to interpret God's will.
她想神应许给她后裔，经过了十年神都没有动作。
And she thought that what God promised her had not been fulfilled after 10 years.
亚伯拉罕年纪越来越大了。
And Abraham was aging.
趁着他还有生育能力的时候，要赶快啊给他孩子啊。
And she wanted to allow him to have a child while he still can.
但是他自己又没有办法生孩子。
But she herself could not bear children.
所以他就给夏甲，使你夏甲给亚伯拉罕当妾。
And so she,
生了以实玛利。
And so she gave her servant Hagar as a concubine to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就听了撒来的意见，接受他的建议。
And Abraham accepted Sarai's opinion.
神跟他讲，他本来以为在他家里长大的以利以谢就是他的接续他产业的人。
And he thought that the child that grew up in his household would be the one that inherited.
神对他说，不是，要你本身所生的才是你的后裔。
Then God told Abraham that that's not true. Only the one coming from your flesh would be your inheritance.
所以当撒来把夏甲给他为妾的时候，亚伯兰应该要求问神，复试一下，神啊，你说我本身所生的才要成为后裔，那我这个夏甲跟我同房生出来的也是我由我本身所生的啊。
When Sarai gave Hagar to Abraham to have a child, he must repeat this to the Lord, asking him whether or not this is what he wanted in his will.
但是他就是没有求问神，跟神之间的沟通不了，误解了神的意思。
But he did not ask God because he had miscommunication and misunderstanding with God.
用人的意思来成全神的旨意。
And he used human ways to interpret God's will.
结果用人意生了以实玛利，成为亚伯拉罕家族中几千年来的这个征战难题。
And so from their human interpretation, Abraham gave birth to Ishmael, and Ishmael became the enemy to the Jews.
所以圣经特别提到在创世纪十六章最后一节提到亚伯兰当时年86岁。
And in Genesis chapter 16, the last verse, it tells us that Abraham was at that time 86 years old.
那十七章的第一节就马上接着提到亚伯兰99岁的时候。
And immediately in chapter 17, verse 1, it mentions that Abraham was 99 years old.
这13年之间呢，亚伯兰的信仰是空白的。
In between these 13 years, he had a blank slate about his faith.
13年之久，跟神之间没有沟通。
And for 13 years, he had no communication with God.
神不再向他显现，也没有给他启示。
And God did not show anything to him.
亚伯兰呢，也以为神的应许已经成全在身上了，从他身上本身所生的已经以实玛利已经成为他的后裔了。
And Abraham himself thought that God had already fulfilled his promise in him, and that is because he had Ishmael.
所以在99岁的时候，人的办法已经没有了。
And so at age 99, there was no way for human intervention.
所以保罗说亚伯兰将近100岁，身体像死的一样，撒来也已经断绝了生育能力了。
And therefore Apostle Paul said that at age 99 Abram's body is likened to a dead body, and Sarai has lost the ability to have children.
神对亚伯兰显现。
And at that time God appeared to Abraham.
第一句话，
And the first words,
我是全能的神，
that I am the Lord Almighty.
你要做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
也就是亚伯兰，他的信心还不够完全。
And that is to say that Abraham was not yet complete in faith.
没错，他因着信蒙神称义。
And indeed, he was justified by faith.
但是这个信心是需要成长的。
But this faith must mature and grow.
所以神跟他讲，你要完全。
And therefore, God tells him, you must be blameless.
不要以为神有什么不可能的事情，所以神第一句话就跟他提醒，神是全能的神。
And he must not doubt the ability of God, and therefore the first words he said were, I am the God Almighty.
在人认为不可能的时候，
And at a time when people, human would think this is impossible,
神开始显出他的能力出来。
And that is when God shows his power.
让亚伯兰100岁的时候生了以撒。
And he gave Abraham Isaac at the age of 100 years old.
让亚伯兰恢复了他生育的第二春。
And so he allowed Abraham to have children again.
所以后来亚伯兰在140岁的时候，撒拉已经死掉了3年，他可以再婚，又生了6个儿子。
And so at 140 years old, 30 years after Sarah died,He was able to remarry and have another 6 kids.
所以这个夫妻之间的沟通问题，确实这个沟通也是夫妻之间一个极大的问题。
And so communication is the key to any problems between the husband and wife.
夫妻之间没有办法享受甜蜜的生活，就是因为沟通不良。
And if between husband and wife they don't have good moments or don't have a good relationship, it is because they have bad communication.
会沟通不良，就是爱心不够。
And if they have poor communication, it is because they lack love.
爱是要很久忍耐。
Because love endures.
又加上恩慈。
And there would be grace.
爱是要以愉快的心情，忍耐的听对方诉说。
And love is to use a very joyful and peaceful heart to patiently listen to another person.
会阻碍我们沟通的就是我们的主观成见。
And what will hinder our communication, it is our prejudice and our pride.
夫妻之间是一体的，爱妻子就是爱自己，不要把面子拉不下来。
And husband and wife is one body, and loving your wife is like loving yourself, so there is no pride in there.
第二
，and second，
overlook， over 就是要 overlook， 要宽恕。
And the second of the acronym is to overlook。
夫妻之间爱就要有宽恕。
In between husband and wife, if there's love, you must have forgiveness。
夫妻嘛，既然是一体，就应该以仁慈、爱。互相对待着。
And since your husband and wife are ready, you must treat each other with love and gentleness.
看箴言十九章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
人有见识，就不轻易发怒；宽恕人的过错，就是自己的荣耀。爱就必须要有宽恕。
And here it tells us that when you have love, you must overlook offenses.
也就是要能够接纳、包容对方的缺点、他的错误。
And that is to accept and to help another person's weakness.
并且要为对方找出他的优点、他的长处出来。
And to help the other person find their strength.
所以腓立比书第二章第三节也提到我们要懂得去欣赏别人的长处啊。
And so in Philippians chapter 2, it tells us we must know how to admire a person's qualities.
我们才能够以爱去遮掩人的错误，他的短处。
And only
这是爱。
And only with love that we can cover a person's weaknesses and a person's mistakes.
有一个童话故事里面
，And there was once a fairy tale.
谈到一对老夫妻
And it talks about this old couple.
这个老公啊，他乡下人，有一天呢、带了一头牛到城市里面呢、要去卖啊，换一些东西回来。
And the husband took a head of cow to the city to sell it and buy some things back.
他到市集的时候就想，哎，我对太太最喜欢吃羊排，哎，就把这头牛换了一头羊。
And when he got to the market, he thought, my wife likes to eat lamb, so he traded this cow for a lamb.
后来看到啊，这个鹅。
And then he saw a goose.
他老先生就马上想到，哇，我太太最喜欢鹅了，这个白鹅啊，非常可爱，很漂亮，我太太最喜欢的，啊，就把这头羊啊，就换这只鹅。
And he realized, and he remembered that his wife liked the goose very much because of the white feathers, and therefore he traded the lamb for the goose.
后来又看到人家卖啊苹果。
And then he saw this person selling apples.
哇，已经过熟了，所以很香啊。
And because they were overripened, so they're very delicious smelling.
那这位老先生啊，就想，哎呀，我太太最喜欢吃苹果派了。
And he remembered that his wife liked apple pies very much.
就把这头鹅啊，就换了一袋烂苹果回。
And so he traded this goose for a bag of apples.
哇，他就很高兴的回去。
And so very happily he went home.
在路上啊，一个小店就在那边休息。
And on the way home, there was a person resting.
哎，碰到两个英国人。
And he met two British men.
哎，啊，他们坐在一起，这个老先生就把他怎么把一头牛换成一袋烂苹果的过程讲给他们听。
And so he told these two British travelers his story of how he traded his cow. For this bag of apples.
这两个英国人说，你该死了。
And these two men told him that you have been fooled.
你回去啊，你老太太会找你算账。
And then if you go home, your wife will be very angry with you.
他说，不会，绝对不会。
And he said, no, she will not be angry.
这两个英国人就跟他打赌。
And so these two British men made a bet with him.
如果你太太啊一句话都没有责备你，那我们啊一个人输你一袋金币。
And so these two men said that if you go home and your wife did not rebuke you, then we will each give you one bag of gold.
这个老先生说可以。
And this old husband said that is fine.
这两个英国人就一直，你一定输定了，一头牛换了一袋烂苹果，不会遭骂。
And so these two people in their heart, they thought that they must win this bet because he had traded the cattle for a bag of apples.
当他带着这两个英国人回到家里的时候。
And so when he took these two travelers home.
哇，老太太看到老先生回来了。
And his wife saw that the husband came home.
我带了两个客人。
And he has brought visitors.
就非常高兴的就接待他们。
And she was very hospitable to them.
那这个老先生啊，就把他这头牛换了这袋苹果的过程讲给老太太听。
And so the husband told the wife the story of how you traded this cattle to this bag of apples.
他就说啊，我开始把这头牛换了一头羊。
And he told her that he first traded this cattle for a lamb.
哇，这个老太太说，哇，好棒哦，我最喜欢吃羊排啦。
And this wife was very happy, and she said, "I like roast lamb very much."
后来又换了一只鹅。
And then he told her that he traded the lamb for a goose.
他说：“哇，这个鹅好可爱，好漂亮啊，我很喜欢。
”And the wife said that she likes the goose very much because the feathers are very beautiful.
后来就换了这袋苹果，烂苹果。
And then the husband traded the goose for the apple.
那这个老太太说，哇，太好了，哇，这个苹果很熟，好熟，好香，我就做苹果派给你们吃。
And the wife said, oh, that is very good as well, because these apples are very ripened, and I can make apple pie for all of you.
一句责备的话都没有。
And she did not speak a word of rebuke.
哎，这两个英国人啊，真的就输掉了两袋金币。
And therefore, these two British travelers lost two bags of gold.
他感到啊，这对老夫妇不可思议。
And they felt very amazed by this old couple.
因为老先生所做的也许是不对的，但是他是出于爱太太的心做的。
Because even though what the old husband did may not be totally correct, but he did it out of love.
这位老太太呢，哎，虽然先生一条牛竟然换了一袋烂苹果，但是她感激这个老先生，一切是为了爱她做的，她满心的感激。
And as for the wife, even though her husband had traded cattle for a bag of apples, she knew that everything he did was for her, and therefore she received with appreciation.
但是夫妻之间为什么会出问题？
And so how does problem come about between husband and wife?
就是我们常常不会领情，不领情。
And that is because oftentimes we take things for granted.
哎，没有那种宽容的心。
And we cannot overlook another person's offenses.
哎，只是眼睛亮亮的找对方的缺点毛病，你怎么可以这样？你怎么可以那样？
And you always open your eyes to look for a person's weakness and see what they did wrong.
想到的就是怎么受亏负。
And everything you think about is how you have been mistreated.
从来没有想过对方的好处。
And you never thought about what the other person does for you.
我也许讲过啊、一个见证给大家听过。
I may have spoken this testimony before.
有一个老弟兄啊，到北部去工作，到啊、退休了，到北部他儿子那边住。
There was an elderly brother, and he retired and moved to with his son.
哎，太太呢？老太太就留在中部。
And his wife stayed at their own home in the.
啊，有一天老先生过世了。
And one day the old man passed away.
啊，就送回来中部家乡。啊，举行丧礼。
And they took his body back to his own home to have the funeral.
哎，那一个传道要证道，就跟这个老姐妹啊沟通沟通。
And this preacher was going to give a sermon. He wanted to communicate with the sister.
啊，要知道老先生的一些资料。
And he wanted some information on her husband.
因为丧礼就是要追溯故人嘛，他的美德嘛。
Because of the funeral, he was to speak an elegy.
就问这个老太太，
And so he asked this elderly sister.
你先生啊，啊，有什么值得啊来这个称赞的事情？我丧礼好来的啊，来追思他嘛，啊。
And he asked the sister, are there any good personalities, any good character of your husband that I can speak about at his funeral?
想不到这个老太太马上说没有。
And he, to his surprise, the old wife said, "No, he does not have any good things."
哇，这个传道吓了一跳，以为他讲错话了，再讲一遍。
And this preacher was very, very shocked, and he thought he spoke the wrong thing, so he repeated himself.
哎，老太太马上说。没有，一样也没有，什么都没有，有什么好说的？
And so this wife said, "There's nothing good about him. There's nothing to speak about him."
传道说：“哎呀，人都死了，我们总不能讲他什么不好，什么不好啊？总要啊去追思啊，讲几点他的好的表现呢、啊？”
And so the preacher said, "This person has passed away. We cannot say bad things about him, but we must remember some of the good things he's done."
哇，这个老太太心中啊，人都死了，心中还满怀怨恨的说：“没有了，一样也没有了，没什么好说的了。”
And this wife, even though her husband passed away, she still had this hatred in her heart, saying that there's nothing good about her husband.
哇，传道很为难呢，我等一下正道怎么讲啊？
And so this preacher was very, very frustrated. He didn't know what to say at the funeral.
那你既然说没有，那传道就替他想一想嘛。
And so even Even though the sister said there was nothing good about her husband, he will just try and think of something.
你老先生在啊北部啊有没有常常去聚会啊
？And he asked the sister whether or not her husband goes to services.
聚会聚会当然有啊，他敢不聚会啊？如果不是主耶稣叫他，早就死掉了，敢不聚会？
And the sister said, "Of course he goes to services. How would he dare not go to services because the Lord had saved him?"
Oh, 他很热心，常常聚会，纪念主耶稣的爱。好，这个一个优点。
And so the minister, this is a good point about him. He's very fervent for the Lord, and he goes to services.
啊，你老先生爱不爱啊那些孙子啊
？And he asked the wife whether or not her husband loved the children, the grandchildren.
孙子是他的，怎么不爱？每天每个礼拜都带他去儿童聚会。
And the wife said, "They're his grandchildren. Of course, he loves them, and every week he'll take them to RE classes."
哦，那你老先生啊，非常注重啊这个宗教教育哦，非常爱孙子哦，哎。
And so the minister said, "Your husband must love the grandchildren very much, and he emphasizes on their religious faith."
这个传道心里想，只是不爱你而已啊。
And so the minister thought it may be because the husband doesn't love you.
哇，传道就越讲越多，越讲越多，讲到这个老太太感到很不好意思。我怎么不知道她还有这么多好处？优点。
So the minister continued to ask, and until the wife felt very ashamed that she didn't even know the husband had so many good points.
因为我们呐、啊，夫妻之间常常呢，就是要求对方啊找毛病。啊，一直，你有什么缺点？什么缺点？看到的都是缺点，优点就看不到啊。
And this is because between husband and wife, when they have been together for a long time, they often only see the other person's weaknesses.
哎，爱是要遮掩人的过错哎。
But we know that love is to cover a person's mistakes.
所以一个一直找人家毛病、找人家缺点呢，只是看到缺点呢，一定心中没有爱。
So a person who only see the bad things about other people must not have love in their heart.
所以爱就是宽恕。
And so love is to forgive.
哎，你没有宽恕，你就没有爱。
If you do not know how to forgive, then you don't have love.
第三。
Third.
啊 ，voice， 啊，就声音。
The third acronym for love is voice.
哎，爱就要表达意见，要有。爱的回应。
And when you love a person, you must express your love for a person.
所以爱呢，就应该经常啊表达欣赏感激。
And so when you love a person, you must often express your admiration and your appreciation.
爱只是要给人一个真诚的一个鼓励和赞美。
And you must give them encouragement and praise genuinely.
最美的音乐就是让人家听起来感到心里很舒服。
And the most beautiful music will allow a person to feel very calm at heart.
音乐能够让一个颓废的人振奋起来。
And good music will allow a person that has been disappointed.
让一个忧伤的人能够得到安慰。
And it will comfort a very sorrowful person.
让一个焦急的人、焦虑的人，心情得到舒缓。
And it will a calm and anxious person.
夫妻之间言语的沟通就应该要有一个爱的回应出来。
And between the verbal communication of husband and wife, there should be this manifestation of love.
但是有时候我们觉得夫妻之间，哎，谈话的内容是什么
？But oftentimes we find what is the topic.That husband and wife often talk about.
就有一个小职员。
There is once an employee.
为了增加、改善家庭的生活，增加一点收入，他除了上班，还不断的在兼差。
And because he wanted to increase the income of his family, he took more jobs than he had.
哇，那个月竟然啊，多领了几千块钱。
And that month, he received more salary than before.
他就买了一束花回来给太太。
And he bought a bouquet of flowers for his wife.
并且啊，跟太太说，
And he said to his wife,
哎，我们今天呢，就出去上馆子。你今天晚上就不用煮了。
And he told his wife that today we're going to eat outside and you don't have to cook.
啊，那把钱交给太太。
And he gave this money to his wife.
但是太太的反应是什么？
But what was the reaction of the wife?
为什么要那么浪费？现在玫瑰花那么贵，你还买花？
And the wife said, why are you spending so much money on flowers? It is so expensive now.
我们家又不是很有钱，家里随便吃一吃的就好了，还要上馆子。
And she said that we're not a very wealthy family. Why do we want to eat outside? We can just have something simple at home.
太太讲的其实没有错啊。
And what the wife said was not wrong.
啊，她一个贤妻良母哎，啊，她勤俭持家哎。
And she was a very good wife and very good mother, and she was saving for the family.
不要浪费，没错。
And it is right that you do not spend like that.
她讲的没错。
And there was nothing wrong in what she said.
应该是好太太啊。
And she should be a good wife.
但是你知道吗？她讲的话给她的先生啊，多伤心，刺伤了她的心。
But what she said actually hurt her husband very much.
她的感受如何？
What did the husband feel?
哎，他一片的爱心，得不到太太领情，不能接纳他。
Because the husband's love was not received by the wife.
所以我们常常啊，就是在沟通上发生问题。
And so oftentimes between husband and wife, there is communication problems.
哎，所以爱就是要经常表达对方对对方的欣赏。
And so love includes verbally telling a person their admiration.
常常表达对方对对方感激的心。
And to often express the appreciation you have in your heart.
但是我们常常没有哎，哎，对方所做的一切，我们都认为理所当然。
But oftentimes we don't do this because we take granted for the things other people do for us.
这是你该做的事情。
This is something that you should do for me.
一句谢谢都没有。
And we do not say a word of thank you.
哎，可能我们东方人比较含蓄，比较保守，不会哎，一出门说我爱你啊啊，做点小事哎，谢谢，比较不会讲出口，好像说这样讲就太见外了。
And maybe it is because of the conservative culture that Asians don't usually leave the house and say I love you to your family or show their appreciation with a thank you.
东方人总是啊，无声胜有声啊，以目传情啊。
And because for the traditional Asians, they will think that it is easier to express just by silence.
内心表达就好了。
And as long as you have the feeling in your heart.
哎，你心里的爱，哎，常常啊，放在心里啊。口难开啊，讲不出话来的。
And they will often feel the love in their hearts, however, they will not be able to verbally express it.
所以有一个老先生去接受这个新的教育。
And so there was once an elderly husband went to receive this education.
夫妻相处之道。
And to learn how to be in a relationship with his wife.
他觉得哎呀，我以前从来没有对太太这样做过呢。
And he felt that he has never done some of these things for his wife.
所以一回到家里，
so when he went home,
就赶快把太太抱住，
and he hugged his wife,
跟她说我爱你，
and he told his wife that he loved her.
哇，这个老太太啊，吓坏了，赶快摸摸她头儿，有没有发烧啊？是不是吃错药了？
And this elderly wife was very shocked, and she tried to feel his hand, wondering if he had a fever or if he was sick.
东方人就不善于表达爱。
And that was because they were not good at expressing their love.
真的常常都是放在心里口难开啊。
And oftentimes we have in our hearts, we do not express them.
我们看雅歌第一章。
Let us turn to Songs of Songs, chapter 1.
雅歌第一章。
Songs of Songs, chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
雅歌第一章第九节。
Songs of Songs, chapter 1, verse 9.
到15节。
To 15.
这里说我的家我讲你比法老车上套的骏马，你的两腮因着这个华变而秀美，你的景象因珠串而华丽，我们要为你编上金辫，镶上银钉。王正坐席的时候，我的哪达香膏发出香气，我以我的良人为一袋墨药藏在我怀中，我以我的良人为一颗凤仙花在隐基底的葡萄园中。我的家我你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼睛好像鸽子眼啊。整个雅歌就是夫妻之间啊彼此对唱，彼此在称赞对方。
And the whole book of Songs of Solomon's, it includes this, the lover and beloved, going, they're in communication.
啊，做先生的看太太，这好像啊，这个这个花朵在荆棘里面一样。
And this husband thought of his wife as a flower among the thorns.
所有的女人都像荆棘，我的太太就像荆棘里的百合花。
And that all the women are like thorns to him, but his wife is like a lily.
我的太太总是最好的。
And that his wife is always the best.
哎，那这个教我就说，我的良人好像啊。苹果树在树林中，所有的男人不过像一棵树，但是呢，我的良人就好像棕树里面的苹果树。
And the wife would say that all the men to her are like just trees, and her husband would be like a fruitful apple tree.
夫妻之间如果能够常常以爱来遮盖对方的缺点错误，而以爱常常来赞美感激啊，使对方得到不断的鼓励。
And so husband and wife in love, they must often show their appreciation and show their love for one another.
称赞与鼓励会让一个人不断的上进往上爬。
And when you encourage a person and when you praise a person, it will allow them to continue to strive upwards.
责备只是会让人意志啊越来越消沉下去。
When you rebuke a person, it will only put them down.
会让人失去追求，失去力量。
And will weaken their faith and their strength.
最后一点，一就是要努力啊。
And that is to have an effort.
一分耕耘，一分收获的。
And that is to say, you put in, you reap what you sow.
尤其现代的年轻人啊，爱情小说看太多了。
Especially the youth of this generation, there are too many romance novels.
把爱情故事啊，哎，当作童话里面的事实。
And all the things you read in romantic novels and fairy tales, you think they are true.
哇，异想天开，我结了婚我就要建立一个，我就有一个幸福美满享乐的家庭。
And they will think that once they're married they will have a happy family and a happy ending.
做梦啊。
And this is just a dream.
那是爱情小说里面写的，童话故事里面的。
And this is only a story in the romance novel. It's only a fairy tale.
我的白马王子，我的白雪公主。
And that is only between Prince Charming and Snow White.
结了婚是要落实在实际的生活当中的。
Once you in a marriage, you must be living in a practical life.
箴言十四章第一节。
When Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1.
说一个家庭是要靠智慧把它建立起来的。
That a household must be built on wisdom.
当然这里提 提到的是智慧的妇人建立家室。
And here it mentions a wise woman building her house.
当然啊，不只是这个妇人来建立，是双方要一起努力。
And of course, this family must be built by both the husband and wife.
但是男人要靠太太的不断的帮助鼓励。
But the husband need the encouragement from the wife.
啊，因为神造女人就是要来帮助男人。
Because God created women to help the men.
哎，让给他打气。
And to encourage them.
啊，给他拉上一把。
And to help them when they're down.
给他一个推力。
And to give them motivation.
大家一同啊来努力，一起来耕耘。
And together they are going to work.
所以一个幸福美满的家庭是要靠着双方的努力才能够建立起来的。
And so a truly harmonious happy family need the effort from both sides.
而不是啊，哎，结了婚就等着要享受，要从对方领受了什么。
And you must not think that once you get married, you can just sit back and wait for the other person to give you everything.
所以有人说，我们婚姻啊，就好像一只鸟的两个翅膀，夫妻之间就好像鸟的两个翅膀一样。
And so some people say that a marriage is likened to a bird, and the husband and wife are each one of the wings.
夫妻两个如同两只翅膀，如果有一边不健全，那这只鸟就没有办法向空中飞了，飞向空中。
And the husband and wife each are one of the wings, and if one of the wings is weak, then this bird will not be able to fly.
啊，要单靠一方去努力，自己不努力是不可能的啊，这个婚姻生活不可能建立起来。
And it is impossible to establish a marriage relationship from just one person's effort.
看箴言二十四章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
三十节。
Verse 30.
箴言二十四章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30.
到三十四节。
30 to 34.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园，荆棘长满了地皮。赤草遮盖了田面，石墙也坍塌了。我看见就留心思想，我看着就领了训诲。再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛那兵器的人来到。一个农家当然就是要一分耕耘才得到一分的收获。
As a farmer, we know that we all reap what we sow.
夫妻的婚姻生活也是一样。
And that is the same for the relationship between husband and wife.
我们不要像懒惰人，像无知的人，使我们这个婚姻的田园荒废了。
We must not be like a sluggard. We must not be like a foolish person to lay waste our field.
啊，我们必须要忘记背后，努力前面，共同来耕耘。
We must accept and forgive the past and strive forward for a better future.
但是很可惜我们常常不会忘记背后，努力前面，一起为我们的未来的日子来努力。
But it is very regretful sometimes we cannot forget the past to strive for the future.
常常忘不了背后。
Oftentimes we cannot forget the past.
啊，所以夫妻之间常常为对方算旧账。你以前怎么样？你以前怎么样？这是婚姻生活的致命伤。
And so between husband and wife, oftentimes they will dwell on their history, and that is the most fatal thing in a marriage.
不要算旧账。
That we must not count.
过去了就过去。
Whatever is past, let it be in the past.
要紧的是努力前面啊。
And what is most important is to put effort in the future.
过去的是留下一个见解。
And what is in the past serve as a warning for us.
是让我们得到一个经验，一个智慧的心，知道我怎么样往前走。
And what is in the past is an experience and a warning for us, so we know how we can live in the future.
如果你一直停留在过去，尤其不愉快的事情，只是给自己带来更大的痛苦和给对方更大的伤害而已。
If we only live in the past and we're not striving towards the future, we'll only bring more pain onto ourselves and onto the other person.